When we were parting, he said, "Perhaps you will come to town if I send to you and take Madame Mina too." "We shall both come when you will," I said. I had got him the morning papers and the London papers of the previous night, and while we were talking at the carriage window, waiting for the train to start, he was turning them over. His eyes suddenly seemed to catch something in one of them, the Westminster Gazette, I knew it by the colour, and he grew quite white. He read something intently, groaning to himself,
mein Gott, so soon, so soon."
I don't think he remembered me at the moment. Just then the whistle blew and the train moved off. This recalled him to himself, and he leaned out of the window and waved his hand, calling out, "Love to Madame Mina. I shall write so soon as ever I can." Dr. Seward's Diary, 26th of September. Truly, there is no such thing as finality. Not a week since I said fini, and yet here I am starting fresh again, or rather going on with the same record. Until this afternoon I had no cause to think of what is done. Renfield had become, to all intents, as sane as he ever was. He was already well ahead with his fly business, and he'd just started in the spider line also, so he hadn't been of any trouble to me. I had a letter from Arthur, written on Sunday, and from it I gather that he's bearing up wonderfully well. Quincy Morris is with him, and that is much of a help, for he himself is a bubbling well of good spirits. Quincy wrote me a line too, and from him I hear that Arthur is beginning to recover something of his old buoyancy. So as to them, all my mind is at rest. As for myself, I was settling down to my work with the enthusiasm which I used to have for it, so that I might fairly have said that the wound which poor Lucy left on me was becoming cicatrized. Everything is, however, now reopened. And what is to be the end, God only knows. I have an idea that Van Helsing thinks he knows too, but he will only let out enough at a time to whet curiosity. He went to Exeter yesterday, and stayed there all night. Today he came back, and almost bounded into the room at about 5:30, and thrust last night's Westminster Gazette into my hand. "What do you think of that?" he asked, as he stood back and folded his arms.